71 degrees and rain falling outside our studios at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We go to Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. The markets are higher here. We've digested that report on Friday very well, with corn and wheat showing kind of reversals back to the upside, although the gains there on Friday were limited. They're much better than what the initial reaction was after the report. Soybeans almost made it back to unchanged on Friday, and seeing some fall through the upside here this morning, led by soybeans as we continue to focus more on the record demand we have forecast for corn and soybeans in the next marketing year, as opposed to the record size crop, as that storyline has been debated for quite a few weeks. So kind of time to move on to something else, or at least that's what the market seems to be trading here. We have September corn at 327 3/4, up 5.5. December corn at 338 1/4, up 5.25. March corn 348 1/2, that's up a nickel. We've got November soybeans at 1004 3/4, up 22 1/4. January soybeans at 1004, up 21 3/4. March soybeans at 997, up 20 1/2. September Chicago wheat at 429 1/2, up 7 cents. December wheat at 444 1/2, up 4 1/2. March Chicago wheat at 465, that's up 3 cents. September Kansas City wheat at 419, up 2 3/4. December KC wheat at 445, up 2 3/4. March KC wheat at 460 3/4, that's up 2 3/4. September soybean oil, that's at 3279, up 76. October oil, 3293, up 77. September soybean meal at 339 even, up $6.50. October meal at 335.80, that's up 5.80. Livestock prices are mostly higher here this morning. August cattle at 116.80, up 47. October cattle at 114.75, up 22. August feeders 149.10, up 2 cents. September feeders 147.67, that's up 12. October lean hog 61.12, up $1.12. December hogs at 55.62, up 67. News is somewhat limited today. We did not see any export announcements here at 8 o'clock this morning. That's been kind of fueling some of the drive, especially in soybeans here as of late, as China continues to be an interested buyer of U.S. soybeans. We will have export inspections out this morning, expecting another big number on soybeans. We continue to ship a lot of beans out of the country during the month of August. Crop progress out this afternoon, expecting ratings to be steady. Maybe a possibility of being a touch lower. Otherwise, Brian, pretty quiet here, although we are enjoying a nice little rally to start the week.